In today's Mishnah, we learn the 4th and 5th Mishnah from the 25th Perek of Masechet Kelim. The Mishnah begins, Harova v'chatzi rova. So this is a single kli, a single vessel that has two compartments in it, and they are measuring compartments. One is the size of a rova, meaning a quarter kav, so rova means quarter, which is about a half a litre, and the other one's a chatzi rova, so half that. So there's two explanations exactly what this kli looks like. One is you can imagine an open box with a divider in it, two-thirds in, that one compartment is the size of a rova, another one's a chatzi rova. Another understanding is it's actually not that way. We have the measuring container of a rova, and if you turn the kli upside down, it reveals underneath another container that measures a chatzi rova. The first explanation is that of the Batanur, and the second is that of the Tiferet Yisrael. So Mishnah says, Nitma harova, lo nitma chatzi rova. So again, we're assuming here, we're continuing with the discussion of tame liquids. So if the rova, the larger of the two, becomes tame, through tame liquids, we say, lo nitma chatzi rova, then the other compartment would remain tahor. Similarly, even if it was a smaller one, we say that nitma chatzi rova, if the chatzi rova becomes tame through tame liquids, then we say that the other compartment still remains, the rova remains tahor. Amru lifnei Rabbi Kiva, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Kiva, they said as follows, Uil v'chatzi rova achoreim l'rova. They're saying, since this chatzi rova, the one compartment, is considered the achoreim, the backside, if you like, of the rova, and we've said yesterday with tamer liquids, that if the liquid touches the inside of kli shindma tocho, nitma achorav, then the entire kli becomes tame, including the backside. So how can you differentiate in these cases by saying if one compartment becomes tame, the other one stays tahor? So Amar Lahemi said to him as follows, Shall kat kodmin hi. Two explanations of what this means. One explanation is that this is saying this question has been a question that's raised previously by the group that used to sit in the first row. Another explanation is he's already providing the rationale. And he says, Shall bat kodmin hi, meaning which of these two midot came first? That you can say with confidence that that is the toch and the other one's achoraim. Or shema, maybe, harova achoraim lechatzi rova. Maybe the rova, the bigger of the two, is considered achoraim for the chatzi rova. And therefore, like in our case, what I'm saying is completely correct. So despite the fact that Tumah touched the rova, the larger of the two, that's considered the achoraim. And therefore, the chatzi rova would say tahor, like I'm teaching you. In other words, he's saying to them, since we can't identify which is a toch, which is a choraim, so therefore we have to treat them both as being the choraim for the other kli, such that if the tumah hit one, we treat that as a choraim for the other side, the other midah, and therefore it remains tahor. Interestingly here, I'm going to include this now, it's an extension, in Kadi's extension, he cites the Mishnah Achorona, who says that Rabbi Kiva is only working with their rationale. He says, you see this as a case of a single kli with a toch and a choraim. So therefore I'm providing you an argument that says, that runs with that logic, that even if you want to say there's a toch and a choraim, we cannot identify which is a toch and a choraim, so therefore each of the kelim, if one became tameh, the other side would be tahor. However, really, Rabbi Kiva actually holds that we don't view this as a single kli with a toch or choraim. These two midot are two separate kelim altogether, and they're treated independently. So one becomes tameh, the other one's tahor. Let's continue. Nitma harova, harova va'achorav tmeim. If the rova becomes tameh, then we say it and its outside wall is tameh. The chatzir va'achorav tahorim. In other words, if it touches the inside of the rova, that is tameh, and the chatzir is tahor. Nitma chatzir rova. If the tumah hits the inside of the chatzir rova, chatzir rova achorav tmeim. That part, its outside, it tmeim. But the rover itself, acharav tahorim, and the rover itself, the inside and the outside around that part of it, would be tahor. What happens, however, nitma achorav harova? What happens if the outside of the rover tuma liquid touches? Now, normally we'd say, if tuma liquid touches the outside of a kli, the outside of that kli alone is tameh, and the inside is tahor. So how does it work with this case? The first opinion is, achorei chatzi rova tahorim. So in other words, that's the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, is we even look at the outsides of each of these components separately. So if the tame liquid touches the outside of the rova, the outside of that part is tame, and the outside of the chatzi rova, the other smaller compartment will be tahor. The Chachamim says, no, ein chokin at hagabin. According to Rabbi Chachamim say that, no, we treat the outsides of both kelim as the achorav, the outside. So therefore, tumah liquid touches the outside of either the chatzi rova or the rova, the entire backside of the rova and the chatzi rova would both be tameh. Mishnah adds, ukushu matbil, when it comes to immersing this kli to make a tahor, we say matbil et kula. In other words, just despite the fact that only the outside became tameh, this is a bit like Rabbi Shimon learned previously, the entire kli has to be immersed to make it tahor. Kati brings a few additional explanations, but there's an interesting one again by the Mishnah Achorona that he brings at the end. He says, what does it mean that when you mercy, you have to mercy the entire kli, even if maybe, like in the early cases in the Mishnah, that only one of the two compartments becomes tameh? That is because it's to demonstrate that if one part is tameh, one part is tahor, you can't use the tahor part really unless it becomes tahor. Again, to be clear, what the Mishnah Achrona was saying is normally if one half is tameh, despite the fact the other half is considered tahor, or the part is considered tahor, you really shouldn't be using that kli, because we're concerned that maybe you'll use the wrong side and make something's tahor or tameh, and it's going to lead to confusion. That's why the Mishnah says that if it's the one half is tameh, you've got to immerse the entire kli to make it clear that everyone knows that when it's half is tameh and one half is tahor, really you shouldn't be using it at all. Those are the Mishnah today.